listening friends. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 28th, 2015. Hope you had a wonderful, restful weekend and got to enjoy all the great weather. And I know many of the farmers are out in the fields working very, very hard. Should be a really good harvest. And I know they've been working some long hours getting that crop in. Well, today you're going to hear a special conversation I had with Phil Shepard shortly recorded after our board meeting on Thursday, and you'll hear that conversation in its entirety. Phil Shepard serves as the National Operations Manager for Moody Radio. He served at Moody Broadcasting for like 34 years now, was a part of our historic first ever broadcast back on April 7th of 1996. He's advised and consulted and helped and has been a godsend for these past 20 years for this radio ministry, and has helped us and guided us in so many different ways that truly this ministry wouldn't be where it was if it wasn't for a lot of his input and assistance. So before you hear that conversation, as promised, I have my Great News Radio prize drawing bucket because a number of people that attended the Conversations Matters class on Friday night filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys. And so I'm quickly going to just pull out three names. I'll review their comments and pick out some good resources to mail to them as winners. So the first one is Phyllis Usher, married to Kent, lives in Monticello, listens to WGNN, likes In the Market, Dr. Jeremiah, listened a long time, enjoys Open Line and Front Page Jerusalem on the weekend. So Phyllis, we'll send you a gift. Let's see, the next one is Leslie Penner, married to Mark, lives in Champaign, listens to WGNJ, enjoys Mark and Friends. Hey, good morning if you're tuned in. Likes the variety of music, listens to the Public Square on the weekend, listens in the morning. Expect a gift, Leslie. And finally, there's about 20 or 30 little Voice Listener Radio surveys here. The winner is Connie Thompson, married to Dave, lives in Monticello, likes In the Market with Janet Parshall, Chris Fabry, and David Jeremiah, enjoys the music for Saturday, music for Sunday, Open Line with Michael Redelnik, praises God for WGNN. So Connie, expect a gift, probably a book, a Texas Roadhouse appetizer coupon, maybe an Unshackled publication. They have these nifty little cartoon booklets, or an Our Daily Bread series of daily devotionals. Well, as mentioned, if you haven't heard the name Phil Shepard before, you probably haven't tuned in very long, because he's been a godsend. He serves on our radio board, works, as mentioned, as the National Operations Manager for Moody Radio, and has been a dear, dear friend for many years. Here's how our conversation began, and you'll hear it in its entirety. Well, Phil, there's a lot to talk about, but what about the departure from the city life to seeing the harvesting of corn and soybean? Is that ringing your bell?
Oh, you know, it does, Mark, because many fall occasions for me is to see the red and green and whatever color machine out there, either cutting corn or cutting beans, and I have not seen it until today. And my goodness, there's a lot of it being cut right now. Yeah, it's exciting to see it.
Well, Phil, as mentioned, you're a board member with Great News Radio, but many of our listeners know you by the tag name or maybe the nickname I gave you, Mr. Haney, because for 20 plus years you've been behind the scenes helping provide equipment or guidance or insight or help or assistance. You've been a supporter of this radio ministry in so many different ways, and you were down on Friday for our board meeting. And so before we talk a little about that, some of the vision casting, the ways we've seen God at work through this radio ministry, the unique challenges that are ahead, and the blessings of the ministry that's going out now. What's new with Phil Shepard? What are you working on through Moody Radio?
Well, at Moody Bible Institute, we just celebrated our 89th birthday in radio, and we're at 129 years of ministry at Moody, at the same location on the near north side. We are running 8 radio stations out of our Chicago facilities, and one of them has been an internet channel that's been on the air for 8 years now, but we really haven't done a lot with it. So we've been working the last several months on making it a premier channel. I hope it will be anyway. And it's called Proclaim Radio. and Proclaim Radio is it's an online format that plays a Founders Week or a Pastor's Conference message at the top of every hour, 24/7. And I actually have a couple of programs in there. I will play at 9 a.m. Central Time. I'll play a message and play the series across the week at that same time. And 10 o'clock at night, I have a Tozer pulpit at the ministry of A.W. Tozer every night. So I'm really enjoying this. We're playing a little bit a softer blend of music. It's just another way. It's hard. You know what it took to get this radio station up and going, and all of the hardware and the towers and the STLs and all of this. And internet radio stations are a lot easier to do. And so I've had the privilege of doing this. So that's what I'm doing this month. And, it could be any number of things the next month.
Well, for the listener, what is internet radio? How do they listen?
Well, internet radio, in the case of this particular radio station I've mentioned, proclaimradio.org. And it takes a person to a website. They can click on the listen button. Or, like many ministries, we have a mobile app for either iPhone or Android mobile devices. And we have an app at Moody Radio. Just download it. And Proclaim Radio is one of the options there.
And I think you said there's an urban music.
Okay, we have four online radio stations. That means they're not terrestrial radio stations like Great News Radio. They're online only. The first one is the Praise and Worship Channel, which is an inspirational blend of music 24/7 with hosted. The second one is Majesty Radio, which is a sacred classical format 24/7. And the third one is Urban Praise, which is one of our most popular channels with urban gospel. And then the fourth one is the Proclaim Radio, which is actually the oldest one, but it's the baby kind of in relation to how many people listen, but it's building. I tell all the people who program the music channels, watch out. We will be number one pretty soon. When people start hearing Founders Week messages at the top of every hour, if they want, it's going to catch on. So
now, is there a simple place to go to link to all these, or do they have to go to specific sites for each one?
Moodyradio.org.
Moodyradio.org.
Yeah, Moodyradio.org allows your listeners to go to any of the stations, any of our terrestrial stations, but also to pick any of the programs that they hear on WGNN, such as Chris Fabry, In the Market. You can go there. When you click on the button, you hear the last program. And so there's many. All of our radio programs are podcasts, and so they're easy to get to. So,
all right, Great News Radio listeners, I'm going to give you permission for short-term experiences on this online, non-terrestrial.
Yeah.
Now, that might be a new term to many of you.
Your listeners here are very familiar with Founders Week. Well, for instance, last week at 9 a.m. Central Time, I had a five-part series by Dr. David Jeremiah. This week, let's see, who do I have this week? I think I'm running a five-part series, Dr. Robert A. Cook, and beloved fellow who's with the Lord, and he's playing every morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. And then this Friday at 9 a.m. on ProclaimRadio.org, we have Dr. George Sweeting.
Oh.
And so I just love it, because it allows us to hear these messages, you know. And the challenge is someone has to listen to this to make sure it runs okay. I am listening to Founders Week messages hour after hour, and I'm constantly like, oh, I got to write that down. I got to write that down. And I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just want to share it. And I hope that our friends will just understand that they've got so much here with Great News Radio. I hope that they support it, because this is really a blessing. This station is not one of a kind, but it is one of a few that services, provides this great programming, and really, truly cares about listeners.
Yeah, well, we've been fortunate that you helped build the foundation with expertise and advice and counsel, and now as you serve as National Operations Manager for Moody, how many stations does that cover, Moody owned and operated, along with all the affiliates?
Well, Moody Bible Institute actually owns 37 radio stations. Now, some of those are repeaters of regional headquarters, and so we have about a dozen regional sites, including Chicago, and then we have the repeaters. I'm trying to think. affiliated stations, stations such as Great News Radio, which we would consider a primary affiliate and a great friend to us. There's probably 300 or 400. Marketing department will say 1,000, but yeah. I don't know the exact number.
Sure, sure.
I just know that there are hundreds of stations that will take a little or all or a portion of their broadcast day from Moody Radio. And so Moody Radio has been syndicating and producing programming over 75 years. I have some big old transcription discs. They look like 16-inch records, and you would be hard-pressed to find a record player to play these. Mm-hmm. And they're from 1940.
Wow.
So we have been producing and providing programming, Christian programming, worldwide for 75 years now.
Well, I know we've been carrying Moody programming for 20.
Mm-hmm.
This is our 20th year. In fact,
yes.
We talked at our board meeting about our 20th birthday celebration coming up, but they called it like a turnkey operation where Moody says we can provide all this programming and you can carry as much or as little. And early on WGNN, we carried almost all Moody programming with a few exceptions, some of our morning
right.
programs and a few
right.
other things that we maybe played music when Moody had a certain program. But you've always had a heart and passion for biblically based teaching and programming hosts that look at God's word as inerrant and complete and whole. And I know you've worked a lot on A.W. Tozer
yeah.
messages. Talk a little
yeah.
about that, because that's something you've spent a lot of hours listening to.
I have been working on those longer than this station has been around. A.W. Tozer was pastor of Southwest Christian Missionary Alliance Church on the south side of Chicago in the Englewood community. And he was pastor of that church from 1928 to 1959.
Hmm.
And Mr. Earhart Erickson was a part of the men's Bible class. And he got one of those newfangled reel-to-reel recorders in 1953.
Hmm.
And he started recording A.W. Tozer's morning and evening services. And he did it for 6 years. Mr. Erickson, after he passed away in the mid-70s, his son Bert gave the tapes to us at Moody Bible Institute, hoping that we would do something with them. And we did initially in the late 70s, and then they kind of just got put aside. Other priorities came up. And here I come in the scene in the early 80s, and I say, hey, where's the Tozer tapes? And so I have been the Tozer guy since the early 80s, and I've worked at home on my own transcribing these old tapes. And, I'm over halfway. I'm through.
Now, when you say transcribing, taking them from the reel to reel,
I play them in real time. R-E-A-L. Real. I play the R-E-E-L in R-E-A-L time, and the old tape, and they squeak, and I got to lubricate them. But I'm releasing these messages from A.W. Tozer's pulpit from its captivity on these tapes that have been there for 60 years, and I'm putting it in the computer, and then now I can play them. And so. I'm up around 225 and probably 450. I'm halfway there after 25 years. I hope I can get them all done before I go to my
or
to
the
my
Lord
reward.
Returns.
Yeah. But I tell you what, on this proclaimradio.org site, every evening at 10 p.m., people get to hear another message that's been released. And this week, he did a series in 1954 on four stages toward spiritual perfection or completion. Well, the four stages ended up being 10 messages. So this evening and all the rest of the week at 10 p.m. Central Time, I'm playing the messages, and then it'll actually go through next week as well. So, but A.W. Tozer, I have to say, since you asked, A.W. Tozer was a wordsmith, and he gave us books such as The Pursuit of God and The Knowledge of the Holy.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, and so he gave us those. And his pulpit ministry is different. It's a different style, and it will probably not be appealing to half the people that listen to it, but someone who matches that desire that he had to journey to the center of the heart of God, and you start listening, and you won't miss a message.
So you've
pricked the passion in my heart, but...
Well, Phil, you continue to work with radio stations, providing counsel or oversight or technical updates. So you've been down advising me on some of the upgrades that we need, and you presented at our board meeting. You're one of our board members for the last few years, and you kind of got a sampling. It was the first time you made it in person. Other times it's either been over the phone, or you just got the notes, or you participate in a different way. But what do you think about the Great News Radio board members? It's the first time you met up with most
exactly,
of them,
exactly,
right?
And very impressed with them. The wisdom and the insight to the culture, to the area here, to the needs not only of the church, but the needs of the culture as at a whole. I'm very impressed. So I'm so glad I came.
It's a great bunch. Dave Harriet, who's our chairman, has been chairman for 22 years. We incorporated in 1995. We went on the air
in 96.
Easter Sunday, April 7th. You were a part of the very first broadcast.
I
know some listeners still talk about Phil Shepherd was the very first day. I said, actually, Phil goes about a year or two before that, because when I first came up to Moody to investigate more about Christian radio by and through the advice of Dr. Bruce Dunn and met with Bob Neff, he connected me up with you, and we've carried on a relationship all these many years. But it's just been exciting to see all that God has done. And as you sat in the studio here, you started looking at some of the things from the past. And you were part of the men's trip when we had 50 guys going to Israel 10 or 11 years ago.
Well, you know, that was such a labor of love. You know, my job was to record the sights and sounds. I couldn't do the smells very good, but the sights and sounds. And then my job was to produce the daily morning program and somehow find an internet connection in 2005. And it was not as easy and get it through the background, through the internet, and get it here so our friends here could listen the next morning. Yeah. It was very special.
Yeah, Mark. We had a couple 2 or 3 a.m. mornings.
You know what? I remember the one morning that we were up to 2 o'clock in the morning, got it sent off, and then we were at the Bedouin camp, and I was very, very tired. And, of course, the next morning we got up and we went to Masada.
Yeah.
And so I forgot being tired. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a special, unique trip. 50 men and just some of the blessings that happened on that trip.
Well, you know, you can go with your spouses and that, and so you need kind of throttle back on how much ground you're going to cover. But I tell you what, us 50 guys, you know, I like to tell people, we ran that day where Jesus walked.
Yes.
And those who know the old gospel song, I walked today where Jesus walked, they would get a chance.
Yeah, we ran. Well, Phil, you've been so instrumental in so many facets of this radio ministry, and you got to hear me kind of pitch some of the unique ways we see God moving forward in the future. But one thing you pointed out to our radio board is the fact that some of our equipment needs upgrading, and you need to set aside some funds for, and I haven't announced this yet, but it looks like we're going to have to secure a new lighting system on one of our towers, and just the upgrade or the preparation for the transmitters that eventually will have to be replaced. And I identified some of these expenses in our recent 2020 flyer. And thank you, God, that so many people have taken on the challenge or determined that I want to be a part of helping fund the future of this radio ministry. But you know all about God working through people to raise up the resources prior to the need, because these things wear out or have to be upgraded. Maybe talk a little about that, because you saw some things in our equipment or our system that are already red flags.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to be proactive in caring for the maintenance of your equipment. Our friends can remember when we started up, we had to build the plant. We had to raise the tower. We had to get the antenna on the tower. We had to get the automation system. These have a defined life. Now, we've already replaced the automation system. We're on our second automation system, maybe our third now, but we have been very good stewards of these resources. The transmitters have been replaced once. Mm-hmm. Those need to be maintained. And so we have to plan ahead and say, we know that in 5 more years, we'll be 25 years, and these transmitters will be about, well, they'll be 25 years at that point. So we will need to replace these, and so we need to plan ahead for that. So the funds that are raised through the 2020 plan will be put to use for helping us to be proactive in maintaining. We're stretching our equipment right now, and we don't want to get to the point in our stewardship of the resources that we've received, we don't want to move to that point where we've been irresponsible and not caring for things when we know that they're old, because we don't want to risk the ability to broadcast to our friends here. So we ask people to support us, pray for us, that we have wisdom to know when to make the purchases, because there are those times where God ordained when we go for something and He makes it just makes a way for us to get a good value, and so that's what we want.
I know you were pointing out, you said, how old are these computers, Mark? And I said, well, I think they're right around 7 years. And you're like, 7 years, you're already, what, you called it 50%?
Well, you know, industry would replace computers at 5 years. computers. For instance, hard drives that computers run the storage off of. Those are the commercial value. Commercial ones are rated at 500,000 hours average length, which is, that's 5 years. So once you get to 5 years, you really need to plan on replacing. So even if you get to 5 years, you should start planning for within a year replacing the computers. Our automation computers are 8 years old.
Yeah.
So we're on borrowed time. We're on borrowed time, and we don't want to miss a beat, so we need to make some plans to replace these.
Yeah, so that was something that was an eye-opener, but you said they're purring along. They're doing great now.
Well, they're doing
but
their
really
job right now, and you wouldn't know that they've got something. Well, the fact is, the older they get, the closer you get to a failure.
Yeah. Well, we haven't experienced many failures here, but thank you, God, with the replacement of some of those modules for our 89.3 transmitter, we're at full power. But that was $20,000 that, thank you, God, we had to be able to purchase those or repair the ones that needed to be fine-tuned or fixed.
Friends need to know this. You may have not have said this, is these are not things that you can go online and buy. In fact, you went to the manufacturer, and they didn't even have them available. They had to make them.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of specialized equipment that we have. So,
Yeah. So we cast some of the future vision, and I can't wait to fully unfold and lay out what God's doing through a new ministry called the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. We're going to be having a lot more to say about that in the days ahead.
Yeah.
And I'll have Kate Freeman, who's going to be our new director of this ministry that I think will have a profound impact on people's lives, on the radio ministry, on unique opportunities to serve in various ways, whether it's at the mall, during Singing Men concerts, in schools, for civic organizations, but it'll be a theater troupe that will present skits and performing arts in a variety of ways with the gospel or with messages on bullying or truth or various ways that God will use that to
many expressions of truth.
Yes. Yeah, so that was shared. We got to talk about the 2020 campaign. And then the 20th birthday celebration that's going to be happening April 7th of next year, April 7th of 2016. It's a Thursday night. We have 80% of our lineup all set. I'm very excited.
Have you announced?
I've been announcing that it's going to happen.
Okay.
Not where yet.
Okay.
We're getting really close to getting closure on the location. I think we kind of have it laid out what will happen at what time and the special guests and all that will be entailed with the program.
Okay.
But the location, we're finalizing some
The program yet.
No, okay. You can share a little about it because you were pretty excited about it.
Well, I am, but you need to tell them who's coming.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, they know about Dr. Erwin Lutzer coming down.
Oh,
yes. Yeah,
yeah,
that teaser's been out for a while.
That is one of the most exciting things that I've heard. That one, he's available. And then, two, that he would come here. And he values the listeners in this area who listen to Running to Win and Moody Church Hour,
yes,
I believe.
Yeah,
so that, to me, is very exciting. And it's, I mean, I'll eat an extra piece of cake and ice cream for that one.
Yeah. Well, and I know you had the idea, and we're still working it out, and I'm trying to find some sponsors and underwriters for the cost, but having maybe for each family a book by Dr. Erwin Lutzer, maybe his recent book out or something available, and I'm working on some other sponsors so we can have some gifts and trinkets and maybe a little surprise for everyone. And it's finding the right location and getting people registered and much more to say in the days ahead. We're getting closer to being able to announce some very specifics, but thank you, God, that that's all going to come together and it'll be a way of just celebrating with the listeners all that God has done these past 20 years.
We need to celebrate.
Yeah.
We need to look back and celebrate, and we need to look forward and celebrate.
Yeah. So, well, Phil, we're like out of time. SRN News won't wait. It's queued up. It's ready to go. And I thank you for all your expertise and involvement in this radio ministry, serving on our board and being available even for this time and driving down from the Chicagoland area. And I just thank God for you and thank God for our listeners that have made all this radio ministry possible these many years.
And worthwhile.
Yeah, worthwhile. Well, Great News Radio listeners, keep your radios tuned to one of our four frequencies, and you'll hear some announcements about about the upcoming 20th birthday celebration. So you'll learn more about the theater troupe and how God's going to lead us forward with this new ministry. Lots to say about that in the days ahead. Our 2020 campaign, thank you, God, for all of you that have been a part of that or are considering being a part of that. Your resources get stretched and go a long ways towards providing God-honoring music and messages in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you. We've had funds to pay for all the equipment repairs and upgrades, but we can see there's a lot more that needs to be done in the days ahead. So thank you for praying up this radio ministry and being a part of it. And thanks for listening. This is Mark Burns and Phil Shepherd with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.